Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Taking a walk.
I played that show with my dad at 15, and that was for the 3,000 people, and that was just a spiritual experience where, you know, I just thought that if this is what it feels like to be in heaven every day, this is how I want to feel, because I had never felt anything like that in my life. And, you know, to be able to play next to my dad, you know, it's just like, wow, this is something I've never experienced.
Welcome to the Taking a Walk podcast, the podcast where your host, Buzz Knight, talks with musicians and gets the inside scoop on moments in music history. On this virtual episode, the greatest female drummer of all time, Sheila E., joins Buzz Knight. Sheila has new music and talks about the creation of it, and she also dips back into her career talking about the greatest night in pop, the recording of We Are the World, and also her career with Prince. Here's Buzz Knight and Sheila E. on Taking a Walk.
Hi, Sheila E. It's so nice to have you on my Taking a Walk podcast.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We would like to be in person taking a walk, but we'll accept virtual. Now, where are you at this moment?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Tremendous. Well, I want to congratulate you on your new project, which we want to talk about. It sounds so exciting. With the legendary Gloria Estefan, two legends, Sheila E. and Gloria. Are you excited about the project?
Beyond excited. I'm beyond excited. This project has taken me almost 2 years to finish, and I'm just so honored to be able to do this. I mean, literally, because I think this is probably one of the best albums I've done. With the help of Tony Sukar, who co-produced this record with me, and he did an incredible job getting the musicians together and the arrangements, and it's just amazing what he's done. So I'm really excited about this project. I mean, this is something that's been on the back burner for a very long time. Up to now, it's taken a while, but a lot of people can't believe it's my first ever salsa record, but it is. Because I've done so many records, and there's tons of music that I have, but this is something really special and true to my heart that it took a lot to do. So we're excited about it.
Tell me about the collaborative process that took shape here for this project.
Yeah, so Tony Sukar, I met many, many years ago, and he was doing a project, a salsa tribute to Michael Jackson for PBS. And I was like, oh, my God, the arrangements and the musicians. I said, well, if I do a salsa record, I want to do it with you. And that's how it started. And then 2 years later went by, and then finally we got together 2 years later after that, and here we are now. But the collaborative effort on doing this project, I kind of knew what I wanted to do in a sense as far as doing a couple of cover songs. I only wanted to do maybe three, and those three songs were people that were very influential in my life, which was Celia Cruz, and that is this next single called Bemba Colorado that features Gloria Estefan and Mimi Sukar. The other song that I did was Tito Puente's song called El Rey del Timbal, and that was with Gilberto Santa Rosa, amazing singer, and he came and did that song with me. And then the last cover song is called Anacona by Cheo Feliciano, and like Fania All-Stars, that vibe, and Ruben Blades sang that song. It's just been amazing to be able to have these artists like this on this record because they're the ones that are still doing this music. And this music, I want the young people to understand what this music is about and the richness of it and the culture and the community that comes with this music. And it's just amazing to be able to represent the people and the community with this music. So it's very inspiring and humbling at the same time.
Can I tell you something, Sheila E? When you speak Spanish, it puts a smile on my face.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm still learning.
It sounds so beautiful when you speak Spanish.
Thank you so much.
So take me back to that moment when you were 5 years old. 5 years old, and you had your first public performance in front of 3,000 people. What was that experience like?
Well, it was with my dad. My dad had a band called the Escovedo Brothers with his other two brothers. And this actual performance wasn't 3,000. That was the other one when I was 15 with my dad. But this one was more like, you know, 300 people. And it was in a place called the Sands Ballroom, and it was in downtown Oakland, and my mom took me there because my dad wanted me to sit in and play with him. So I remember getting dressed at my grandmother's house, and my mom putting on my new clothes to go perform with my dad. And I remember going into the venue and hearing my dad's music from the street. And when we got to the top, they opened the door, and I saw all these people. I was like, wow, this place is big. This is huge. And next thing you know, my dad introduces, you know, my wife just walked in, and my daughter's here, Sheila, and she's going to perform with us. So I just remember walking to the stage and my dad lifting me up to the stage and putting me on a chair so that I could play the congas. And I don't remember playing. I remember more getting dressed in my new outfit than I did performing.
Now, was that the moment, though, that really cemented it for you that you would be a musician?
No, that wasn't until I was 15 when I played that other show with my dad at 15, and that was for the 3,000 people, and that was just a spiritual experience where, you know, I just thought that if this is what it feels like to be in heaven every day, this is how I want to feel, because I had never felt anything like that in my life. And, you know, to be able to play next to my dad. And at that time, he was signed to Clive Davis with an 18-piece band. You know, it's just like, wow, this is something I've never experienced, and wanted to do it every single day. And 2 weeks later, went out on tour with my dad and never looked back. That was the beginning of my career.
That's tremendous. Tell me about the impact to you that the musician George Duke had on you. And tell our audience, those that don't know who George Duke is, I do, but tell our audience about him and the impact that he made on you.
Yeah, George Duke I met early on in the 70s as well. He was an amazing musician, artist, piano player, singer, songwriter, and he was from San Francisco. And I met him through Billy Cobham, who was an amazing drummer, who actually produced my dad and I, our first record ever. I met George through Billy Cobham. And with George Duke, I ended up going out on tour with him after I played with my dad. I went out on tour with George, which was my next biggest tour ever. And George played different types of music, and which was amazing because he allowed me to grow as a musician and an artist being in that band. Musically, I learned so much. It was incredible what I learned with him. Besides my dad, George Duke was very influential in my life. He played funk music, but he played jazz, Brazilian, Latin jazz, gospel music, R&B. He did everything, and his musicianship, the caliber of music that he had written throughout his years was incredible, and also producing so many artists. So it was just a joy and an honor to be able to play with him most of my life.
Do you feel to some degree that his work is not recognized enough?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, I feel that way, absolutely. Again, it's so hard that I kind of had the same situation happen to me being a solo artist. Like the record company says to you, well, we have to put you in a category, so we have to categorize where you're going. And I'm like, but you can't, because I'm not just, you know, I'm signing as an R&B artist, but that's just not who I am. As I'm many things, you know, and trying to explain that to the record company is very challenging. And I think that George had the same issue, because he did so many different types of music. You know, he did Brazilian music, so he put out a Brazilian album. Then he did an R&B album, which was a funk album. And then, you know, it's just so many different things, and it's hard to... It's almost like the industry does not allow us to be more than one thing. And it's being in the Bay Area, being from the Bay Area, we listen to so many different genres of music, and we create with all of that influence, and that makes us who we are, and that's the Bay Area. So you can't just be one, because that's not who we are. And I think that that's the downfall of the music industry, is not allowing us to be all of who we are.
Tell me about the challenges a female faces being in the music industry.
The challenges are never ending. I mean, the beginning for me was more of, no one had really seen a woman play percussion and even maybe drums. So, you know, I'd walk into a room and the drummer would be at his kit, and I would go in to check my percussion instruments. And when I'd walk into a room, the guy would say, excuse me, can you give me a cup of coffee? And I'm like, why? I mean, I can, but I'm not the receptionist, if that's who you think I am. I don't work here. Oh, okay, well, and I'm like, I'm the percussion player. Like, what? What do you mean? And it's always like, girls don't play percussion. Well, yeah, I do. So it was a thing at the beginning, like, wow, you know. Even the different ways of, you know, trying to get your music out there and it comes to a point, again, with men, oh, yeah, well, you know, you're great, but you know what? I'll give you these offers, you know, if you would be with me, and I can get you to big places. Like, you know, just different things like that. It was very challenging. And then not wanting to pay us what we're worth. Even there's two other percussion players, they're making more money than you are, but because they're male, they're going to make more money. It's all of those things. But the challenges are there. But there are so many opportunities, and it's the way that you present yourself as a woman and respect, you know, and if you give out respect, no matter if they're being disrespectful, you show them what respect really is. It changes the way that they treat you, you know, and they treat you with respect. You demand respect, you know, And that's very important as an artist, to be true to who you are and be respected.
Sheila, tell me about the first time you met Prince. What was that experience?
I met him in the Bay Area in Oakland. And my dad was playing with Carlos Santana at the time, and they were recording their record, and Prince was in the studio next door. He was influenced by Bay Area musicians again. Pretty amazing to be able to come to the Bay Area to do your record, because he wanted to be in the space that Carlos Santana had recorded and also Sly Stone. So I met him soon after that in the Bay Area, and I was watching him perform and introduced myself. And after he was done playing, went backstage, and I got ready to introduce myself, and he said, I already know who you are. And I said, huh? He goes, I've been following your career. And I was like, oh, thank you. And they said, I saw you with George Duke. And he started naming all the George Duke stuff. He saw me playing with George, playing drums and percussion. And that's how we met.
Tell me how close to reality the Dave Chappelle Prince depiction really was.
To the T. It was absolutely.
Really?
There's nothing I would change about it. There's nothing to be said other than that's what it was.
Does it still put a smile on your face when you watch it?
Absolutely. I crack up laughing. It's hilarious. I love it. Absolutely.
And Prince had his own unique sense of humor, I'm imagining.
Absolutely. He was very funny.
So in the recent documentary that came out about the greatest night in pop, how did you feel watching that, when it came out?
Oh, it was amazing. I loved it. I didn't know who was going to be in it, how it was going to be put together, because I had left probably by 4 a.m. that actual night or morning. I didn't know some of the things that had happened after the fact, so it was really good to watch. I was, towards the end, I was very emotional. It actually brought tears to my eyes, because just realizing being a part of something that big, that moment in making history in that time, you don't realize it because you're in it until after you leave and you go, wow, that's what that was, you know? Because the very next morning, I mean, I left at 4 a.m. from the studio, within the next 2 hours, we were going to the next city. I was out on tours. We got in the tour bus and left. I had been up for 3 days, so I was delirious anyway. You kind of go through the motion. It was the first time for me ever performing as a solo artist for the American Music Awards, and that was a huge thing for me, and I was very nervous about it, and playing in front of all of these people and something that you dream about. And when you're a solo artist, while you get the opportunity to play on one of the biggest shows ever. So there was a lot going on that night.
Do you think Bob Dylan regrets showing up?
That whole scene was hilarious. I mean, really for Stevie to have to emulate Bob Dylan in order for him to understand what he needed to do that was a whole nother thing. That was so funny to me.
It's just, it's a mind-blowing collection of people, right?
Yeah, yeah, it really was. The wonderful thing about it was, I mean, everyone did come in a place of just gratitude and really understanding, you know, why we were there was so powerful. You know, it really, like, you know, when you really thought about why we're here, okay, these are all celebrities and blah, blah, and we're fans of each other and this and that, but then when you think about why we were there and the purpose for it, was humbling, to say the least, and it really put everything in perspective.
So when you think of your career and you think of your day-to-day work as a musician, what are you still trying to learn?
The thing is I always say I'm continuing to be a student of life, and you sometimes want to learn specific things, but then out of the blue, you're learning stuff you never even thought you were going to learn. And that's just life in general. So I just say I'm a student of life forever. I will continue to learn whatever the lessons be, hard or challenging. It's always something. And when you're open to allowing yourself to learn, you put yourself in a whole nother place, and it's pretty amazing. And you actually enjoy the process. So there's a lot to learn, a lot to learn.
Well, in closing, if a musician who's really trying to make their mark and breaking in is listening to this podcast, what advice would you give them?
Become an attorney. That's my 2 cents, and I'm going to stick to it.
That's brilliant. Well, you are the best female drummer of all time. You're one of the greatest drummers of all time. Sheila E., congratulations on the new project. It's an honor to speak to you on the Take on a Walk podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Take on a Walk podcast. Share this and other episodes with your friends and follow us so you never miss an episode. Taking a Walk is available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.